My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm Artistic Director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. We specialize in music of the Baroque, but also in other early music eras, such as medieval, Renaissance, and classical eras. Our main specialty is performing on period instruments set up as they would have been during these historical time periods. I think a piece I've been kind of digging into more is Monteverdi's Vespers, 1610. So this is kind of the earliest Baroque music that there is. Three Notched Road performed the Vespers once in our last 9 seasons, and we collaborated with Third Practice Vocal Ensemble from the D.C. area and Washington Cornet and Sackbut Ensemble. And we put this together. We performed in Charlottesville and Richmond and in Washington, D.C. That was just a great experience. But in some ways, back then, I was just like, what is this music? It's so much earlier than a lot of the music that I specialize in. On YouTube, you can find John Elliott Gardiner's recording of the Monteverdi Vespers. This is from the 1980s, a very early recording, and they're in St. Mark's in Venice, and it's the most incredible recording. It's just dramatic. I mean, they kind of treat it with an operatic sense of staging a little bit. I mean, it's liturgical music, so they don't go over the top, but they've got the singers kind of positioned in various balconies around the church and sort of echoing through, and just incredible performances by the instrumentalists as well. That's a real landmark recording. And there's just something about the Vespers that is so ancient and so new at the same time. And it's just beautiful. It's classic. I mean, this is really what makes classical music unique, is the sense of timelessness to it. It's not just stuck in a time period. It still talks to us today, however many hundred years later. And it may kind of say different things to different people. In the current pandemic we're all dealing with, I find very comforting to listen to this old music, some of which was written during various plagues of the past, and just think, you know what? This has happened before, and culture survives, and music survives, and it comes down to us through the years. No matter how dark things may look around us for whatever reason, really beautiful things are handed down from generation to generation.